y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast, where we talk about stuff that CP want to talk about, because the name CP is in the podcast for a reason. That's my name. It's my podcast, CP. So I just had to name my podcast after me. This podcast is me, Junior. Welcome to CP Junior, the podcast, because this is the CP Podcast. It's not me. It's the new CP. And as always, I got my crew with me. You know, Maya got a tan and lost all her hair. And then, we have Brennan in the building, which we're gonna get back to, because I got a, of course, Amir, who's back in black,
yes, sir.
Back in all black, like the Omen.
That's important that you're wearing black,
yeah, bro. Always. No, he wears black.
No, he wore white that one time.
He wore white the other day. He had me like, yo, I didn't know what was going on. I thought he was missing his Uncle Charles, y'all,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was concerned, like, is everything okay? Blink twice,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what's up, Brennan?
Chilling,
so
bro.
For y'all don't know, man, everything behind the scenes that you guys enjoy, you know, all these projects that's going on over here at Transit Pictures and Kev on Stage Studios and stuff that y'all see, y'all don't know what's going on. This guy, when I met Brennan a few weeks ago, hair down to his back, dreadlocks strong. You understand me? They are stressing him out.
Time change.
No, I'm joking. But bro, happy to have you here, man.
Thanks.
We have crazy conversations all the time anyway.
For sure.
Part of the reason why the CP Podcast is even born is because of conversations that Brennan and I had. So this is exciting. Y'all are getting chances. This is like if Dick Wolf was on the show. You'd be like, what the fuck? Dick Wolf is on the show? You know what I'm saying?
So look, like I said, the things that I have for us today, obviously we're just going to talk right now, but when we start getting into subject matter, I'm not going to try to be Maya, because Maya is amazing.
Maya is incredible. Amazing. Shout out to Maya. She's getting married.
She is getting married. I'm going to be there. Shout out to Maya. She's getting married this weekend. I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go to the wedding.
Okay. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I'm going to be in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Improv with Corey Holcomb. I just found out today.
That's amazing.
Yes, yeah, so I'm leaving in the morning, and I'll be in Texas, man.
And I'll be at your show tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'll be at the comedy show tonight. They just work me to death. They don't give a damn.
No,
huh? You know what I'm saying? I need a wireless charger. You know what I'm saying? Put me in a chamber. Anyway.
So look, first of all, it's actually one of the things I want to talk about first is a really fun thing, is what happened this past week. I got to go to Alaska. And yes, I was in Alaska.
Yes.
And everybody's been asking me about it because, you know, when you think about CP, when you think about Alaska, what do you think about? What just came to mind?
Polar bears.
Polar bears in Alaska? Okay, that's what's up. It's like more like grizzly bear territory, but I think maybe in the
First of all.
Yeah.
You asked me what's the first thing I think when somebody says Alaska.
So I didn't see the polar bear thing coming.
I didn't see it coming.
That's on me.
So polar bears are not in Alaska at all.
I can find out. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'll say this, is that we didn't see no polar bears. I'll say that.
Well, yeah, because y'all weren't behind the wall. You guys were like, you know what I'm saying? You guys were still in you know, south of the wall in Westeros.
Let's see. Are they in Alaska? I don't think so. But we did see a lot of grizzlies. And that's actually...
What do you mean y'all saw a lot of grizzlies? And why did y'all... Because I heard the stories.
So why did you guys see... There are polar bears on the northernest tip of Alaska.
Thank you.
But barely.
Well, hey.
So let's say...
What's the state bear of Alaska?
The grizzly, for sure.
The grizzly is the state bear?
I don't know if there was such thing as a state bear.
I just made that up, but it just sounds like every state got a little state bear. You know what I'm saying?
It like 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Little, like Rhode Island is the teddy bear. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even a real bear, just a little bear. Anyway,
teddy bear.
The lobster bear. So
that'd be like Connecticut, because, you know, they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Like Connecticut.
Connecticut. Shout out to Connecticut, man.
Really?
No.
Exactly.
So anyway...
So I was gonna say, like, have you ever heard of Kodiak Island before? Since we're talking about bears,
is that the ugly corner?
Kodiak, like grizzly. Have you heard of a Kodiak grizzly?
The ugly corner.
The ugly corner?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I see what you just did there. Wow, that's how we feel.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What's the ugly corner?
Kodak Black's box.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Kodak Black. Exactly. That's what I'm like, yo, Kodak Black just shot.
Shout out to all my Gremlins. I knew the perk was fake, but I ate it anyway. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's, hey, man, you knew the perk was fake? It's already a dangerous drug. It's not even a real one?
Bro.
Gremlin. Go ahead.
So, in the bear community.
Look at these bears, man.
So, those are the Kodiak bears, though. So, like, brown bears are technically, like, all grizzly bears are technically brown bears, right?
Okay.
And so, Kodiak is the biggest of the grizzlies. It's only a native to one island off the coast of Alaska called Kodiak.
Hold up. I've heard of these Kodiak bears.
Yes.
They're only in one place in the world?
One island. It's called the Kodiak Island. That's where they are.
In
the whole world. But look, you see this picture with, like, these people? And look how big these bears are? Like, it's like, what?
I'm not gonna lie though, bro. Like when I think bear, this is the bear that.
Well, the thing is, it looks exactly the same as a regular grizzly bear. It's just bigger. So this is when you think bear, you're right. This is what you're thinking of. But like, for example, like a regular grizzly, like anywhere else, gets up to like 1,000 pounds. Like these ones get up to like almost like 1,600 pounds.
Like, okay, so they're just a little bigger.
50% bigger is a little bigger?
Yeah, 50% bigger. I mean, if you already big as fuck anyway, then 50% is like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Bigger as fuck. But here's the thing.
Bigger as fuck.
What is it about? So they're the same species.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
These seem to be possibly more prehistoric.
Well, you know, actually, let's see. Are Kodiak bears bigger than grizzly bears? The average Kodiak bears are 1,500 pounds and stand anywhere from 8 to 10 feet tall. And the average grizzly weighs up to 1,200. And that's nothing to scoff at. There's a huge difference.
Hold up. They only stand from at 5 to 8. So there's a 5-foot grizzly bear that's full grown. That's like me.
Those are like the female grizzlies and stuff.
Okay,
like
wait, we had to go into. Yeah. I am. I don't think the grizzly is gonna be the grizzly probably like 5'8", just like me. You know what I'm saying? Like a dude who probably like into technology type of bear. Like he's not really just like a brawn bear. He's like a smart bear. Like he get all his bear bitches by like real good sapiosexual conversations.
Sapio or a sapio?
Hey. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess you not one. That's for sure.
Definitely not one. I never claimed to be. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. That shit sound like some shit you eat for breakfast. Like we had cereal, pancakes, sapiosexuals. It was real good. That's what it sounded like.
That'd be a hell of a breakfast, though.
It sounds fucking okay. Well, I guess
magically delicious.
but no.
So like I was saying, Kodiak archipelago. I can't even say that word.
I found in the Kodiak archipelago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, archipelago.
And so these bears are the second type, biggest type of bears in the world.
What's the first? Grizzlies? I mean, polars?
100%. Yeah. Polar bears are massive. Like, they're so
much. Can we
much
pull
bigger.
Up a size comparison for polar bears? Because, I mean, like, so look, it was a bear at Michigan State that they had, like, killed and stuff. It was in this natural sciences building. And it was, like, it was a polar bear, and it was huge. But it still didn't have the big-ass head like these.
7 to 10 feet.
So a Kodiak and a polar bear.
They're about the same size, yeah.
Yeah, I think polar bears are like the
across the board.
You see this right here. This is like the average size of a grizzly bear, and that's the average size of a polar bear. So they're significantly bigger. The biggest grizzly bears are the size of the average polar bear.
So now here's another thing that I heard. The only difference between a polar bear and a grizzly bear is the fact that the polar bears are white.
I don't think so. At all. Like polar bears like live
they
in a complete
swim
well the, and... first of all like you have to like polar bear skin is actually black and their hair is see-through, and the reason they look white is because they're always against white backgrounds for the most part. And
I don't
like
understand if their skin is black,
their skin is black
and their fur is see-through.
Watch, I'll show you polar bear skin. See, that's right there. And she's polar bear's coat has no white pigment. In fact, a polar bear's skin is black and the hairs are hollow. They have a thick layer of body fat, which keeps them warm while swimming, and double layer coat that insulates them from the cold Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference, as far as I know, the biggest difference between polar bears and grizzlies, outside of like just the shape of them, like you see how their heads are smaller in comparison to their body. They also have like webbed feet because they swim. Where grizzly bears can swim, but they're like, these polar bears can swim.
No.
You know what I'm
saying? They swim like manatees and shit, like just a big mass of.
You wouldn't believe all the stories I got in Alaska. Of like about polar bears, about grizzly bears, and the stories of things that we experienced.
You ain't getting no stories about polar bears, because when I asked you was the polar bears up there, you just had to go
and
research.
About the Arctic. They were talking about the Arctic. They weren't talking about Alaska.
Give us a couple of stories.
All right. Well, how about this? Do you want the stories they told me or the stories that happened to us?
Well, obviously we'll get to the stories that happened to you.
Okay. Well, the stories. So one of the stories they told us is, first of all, I was there with Pat Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pat.
And we found out that, you know, moose are huge, right?
Oh, that's another thing that's huge, huge.
Huge. 1,700 pounds,
13 feet
at the tip of their horns,
like,
or whatever it's called.
They're literally like, have you seen that video that that moose walking and it just in the middle of the street, like on the island in the middle of the street in SUVs?
Yeah, going by and it's
going
just like,
by and
yeah.
It's like dwarfing like Jeep Cherokees.
For sure. Definitely seen that.
Okay.
That's what they look like. So for in that space, that's what I thought. I was looking at that and I'm like, these things, there's nothing that's going to fight them. Like, what is going to kill something that big? Come to find out, moose are soft, bro. Like, they get eaten by everything. One grizzly bear can take out a moose. Any pack of wolves can take out a moose. And wolverines. And I was like,
Whoa.
What is a wolverine?
You know what a wolverine is? Oh, these are the assholes of nature. Wolverines and badgers are like the toughest.
Honey badgers, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Let me put an animal.
I'll say not the X-Men dude, of course.
They're the honey badgers of the East. Or like not that. But yeah, they're like these, like they're pretty intense.
Wolverines. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
You ever seen a Wolverine before?
No.
I've never seen one in person, but like
I've never seen one in person either.
You know, U of M.
My sister went to U of M.
That's why I never heard of actual
Wolverine like before. That's like a tough ass mascot, low key.
It is. What is so special about a Wolverine animal? Thick, dense. Yeah, it's the same thing as it's pretty much the same thing as like a honey badger. Their thick skin and fur makes it so hard for them to get
bit.
Yeah, it makes it hard for they can do whatever they want. Mm. The thing is Wolverines are like extremely aggressive and strong and really good fighters, and they also will work in teams, so they can take out moose too. Everything takes out moose. The wolves, the bears, the Wolverines.
So basically, a moose is like a big ass supersized deer there for snacking. And okay.
Yeah, leads to the story, though. So There was this guy who's a hunter we met, and I was asking him, I was just like, yo, like, these moose are huge, you know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing gonna mess with them out here. He's like, bro, everything messes with them out here. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, we had two moose in this enclosure right here, full-grown male moose, and one grizzly bear, like a regular-sized grizzly bear, got into that enclosure and killed both of them. And I was just like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, we had to kill the bear because otherwise it was gonna kill all the rest of the animals that we have here, because it was like at this wildlife thing. And I was like, that's crazy. I was like, but if they weren't in an enclosure, the moose could outrun them. He's like, I'll tell you a story. I was out hunting and I was like waiting for this giant male moose to like, he's like, probably 1,500 pound male, you know, 12 feet tall. And he was like, the moose was like walking down one of these animal trails. And he was like, I'm gonna shoot it when he gets to this particular spot. And he didn't know that on the other side of this trail, there was a grizzly bear laying there waiting. First of all, I didn't know grizzly bears hunted. I didn't know they laid in waiting. And I also didn't know they jumped.
So they ambushed?
They ambushed. So it jumped. As soon as the moose got to the right spot, it jumped up in the air. And then one paw swipe to the back of the neck, dead. One swipe from the air. And every single person.
Wait a minute. It jumped up and came down with the swipe?
Killed it in one swipe. And I'm like, I don't believe you. And somebody else was like, I was there. He was like, I was there. That definitely happened. And grizzly bear swipes are absolutely devastating. They will kill almost anything. They're like, it'll take your head off. One swipe.
Let's Google some grizzly bear swipes, please. Because goddamn.
Grizzly.
One swipe killed a moose. Can you imagine? Imagine Will Smith go on stage and
what?
Chris Rock is a moose and Will Smith is a bear. And we all sitting there like, all right, here comes Will. And bah! And then Chris Rock is dead because the slap was, how much force does a grizzly bear see?
25,000 pounds per square a foot.
What?
A second.
Oh my God.
That is insane. How strong are grizzly bears? They can have a paw force, swipe force of 25,200 pounds per foot per second, about 783 pounds of force, which is 2 to 5 times stronger than the strongest human, pretty much. It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
That's,
I can't.
That's terrifying,
though. That is so terrifying.
I mean, look how big their paws are, though.
Look at that paw.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to that. Hold on a second. Yo, look at this paw. Can we just have a,
Yo.
Nah, fam.
Oh, no. Look at the swipe right there. Bro, can you imagine getting slapped like that? Over. Right there.
Oh, I couldn't.
That's the arm extended.
Yep.
That's him asking for a dab. He ain't even. Just look at his head down. What up, my nigga? What's going on? What y'all finna do? All right, so I'm going to holler at y'all. Dog, look at the foot over her face.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it. These things are, look, this guy's face. He got swiped by, oh my God.
Yeah, they have facial reconstruction.
Oh, gee.
No.
Is that a gorilla?
Where?
Is that right Photoshop there? Or something?
That's Photoshop.
Yeah.
Gorilla would definitely lose that fight.
Oh, he would definitely lose that fight.
All day. look at that. This one got swiped on his back.
Bruh.
So the reason I'm showing you all this and talking about it is because, so first of all, like, that's one thing that was a common theme in Alaska, is that all the people who lived there had experiences with bears, grizzly bears, and every single person had nothing but respect and crazy stories to tell about them. Absolutely crazy stories. Like, one dude was like, I accidentally left a bunch of salmon in the back of my car one time.
Oh my God.
And I got back to my car the next day, and the car was pretty much flattened. Like the whole thing was flattened to the ground. A bear came and stomped it to the ground until it opened the whole thing up like a can of like salmon and opened it up and then ate the salmon out of it and then left. But he said the whole car was completely flattened. And I'm just like, what do you mean completely flattened? Like how much? He's like, the tires were off of it. The tires are off. Like you couldn't open the doors anymore. He's like, there was no cabin space. Like everything was crunched down. It's like you put it into a compactor is what he said. He's like, a grizzly bear did that to get to the salmon in my car. He's like, one thing that everybody said in common is like, if the grizzly bear wants something, it's going to get it. That is as simple as it gets. If it wants it, it's going to get it. And so I couldn't, I didn't know. I was like, we should respect them and be away from them, but they are extremely impressive animals.
Okay, so here's my question.
What up?
Oh my God, look at that lady's head.
I never realized how big they were though. Like, look at this. Look at how, like, so what we're looking at right now is pictures of people holding up the paws of grizzly bears that they've probably killed. And the paws are bigger than both of their hands and their head put together.
Low key, the paws are the size of their chest.
Yeah, it's like the whole
that lady
body.
Right there. Yeah, easily. Right here. The paws are the size of their chest.
Her whole upper body is the size of the open paw of this bear plus its claws.
Mm.
So imagine one swipe from that.
Yeah, she a little plump bitch too. She ain't no skinny woman. That's a big ass lady right there.
Man, so
he would slap her ass off. Her ass would just fall off.
It would literally. She would literally. If that thing slapped her, all she would have left is ass and legs. Like, that'd be it.
What?
And so. You want to hear our story of what we
I'm about
had?
To say? Did yeah. you guys have any encounters yes. with grizzly bears?
We had an encounter with grizzly bears.
Oh, let me get my Cheetos. I'm putting the mic away. I need to hear this.
All right, so there's somebody a couple people that you know in this story. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pat and Katrina. Mm-hmm. You're going to love to talk to her about this one, and you're going to see her tonight, too. Mm-hmm. And she hates that I tell this story because, well, you'll see.
Shout out to the Crack 'Em Up Comedy Show at the Comedy Store every Thursday. She's going to be there tonight along with Clayton Thomas and a bunch of other crazy comedians.
Yes, sir. So we're on the river. We're on the riverbank. We had just finished having Pat attempt to do some fly fishing, which was hilarious. And the riverbank had some trees that were right up against it. So we're like on one side of those trees and you can't really see down the riverbank that well because the trees go almost all the way out there. There's only a little tiny bit of space you can step back when you're almost in the water at that point to be able to see down the riverbank, right? And so we're on the other side of it and Pat gets up on top of a rock because we're going to do an interview with him on this big ass rock. And as soon as he gets up on the rock, I'm standing by the riverbed and I just hear him say, bear, bear, bear. And then, so I look over at Pat and he's looking down the riverbank because he can see because he's up above on this rock and he's starting to jump down from the rock. And I look where he's looking and there is a full grown mother grizzly bear running directly at us down the riverbank about 100 yards away.
What?
With the two cubs right behind it coming straight at us. And so we all, like our person who's like our guide there, she drops, like she's like, everybody walk to the car as quickly as you can. Don't run. The idea is you do not run from grizzlies because then they will chase you and you do not want to get chased. So she's like, everybody do that. And so we dropped all of our gear right there because it was too close and coming too fast. We dropped our gear and then we start going up the hill. Now, fun part of the story. This is where Katrina is going to hate this story. She claims, I'll tell you my version. I'll tell you her version. And then she can try to correct it. My version is there's about six of us. There's seven of us. We're going up the hill. The person who's guiding us is in the front. I'm second. There's two people behind me. So I'm third from the back. And we're starting to go up, and I look up, and I just see this big cloud of white dust. I hear a cloud of white dust, and I'm like, I dodge it. But I get a little bit on me, but I'm like, oh, wow, what was that? I didn't even think about it because I'm terrified of the bear, right? And I start going. The dust hits the two people behind me. Turns out Katrina, in a panic, had sprayed her bear mace into the wind. And so then it came back on us and hit the two people in the back that are closest to where the bear is. One of them, the sound guy, John, was coughing and like crying and stuff like that, but he understood the assignment. You know what I'm saying? I need to get up this hill. So this brother, like he start keeps going up the hill. I'm starting to go up the hill. I turn around. Maideny, our other, our client, actually, who got sprayed in the face, she is completely disoriented. She can't breathe. She doesn't know what's going on. She's in the path of the bear. I go back down there. I like, give me your hand. She reaches her hand out. I grab her. I pull her up the hill. As soon as we get up the hill, the bear runs up, stops, looks at us, keeps going. And that was probably the most terrifying experience. One of the most terrifying experiences I've had in my life. Imagining those pictures of this right here running straight at you with two. The big thing they always tell you is stay away from the kids, the cubs. The cubs are right behind her. So you see her and two cubs looking at you and running at you 100 yards away.
Were they cute?
The cubs are real cute. Aww. The mom looked like this. This is the image in my head almost. It was looking like that running at me.
Was it making noise like, rrr, rrr.
Bro, when I tell you I saw it and immediately didn't want to see it anymore, like, I didn't stare. I didn't stop. Nobody was even, it was so scary. Like, you know, everybody's like, did you get a video? Did you get it? Like, you don't understand. When your life flashes before your eyes and you're like looking at something that has, would destroy you. And it's like, the scary thing about bears are, is that they're faster than you. They're stronger than you. They can climb better than you. The only thing you can do about a bear is be in a car, have a gun, or have bear mace.
You can juke.
No, you cannot.
You can juke.
You can, but how far is it going to get you?
I mean, you know.
You said, wait, you're going to break a bear's ankles? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's a way where you could be like, oh my God, I'm running this way. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so how fast is the fastest human?
Michael,
Usain Bolt. How fast is Usain Bolt? How fast is that?
He about fast as me.
25, 6 months ago?
25, 26? Okay. How fast is a grizzly?
That's my estimate.
Ooh, those are images. That's what, wait, what was the image of what it looked like? It looked kind of like, no, it had its mouth open when I looked. It looked kind of like that when it's coming at me, but we'll go to here right quick. The fastest human ever is 10 miles an hour slower than an average grizzly bear. You're not outrunning that thing. Like, and your juke doesn't matter. It's only going to get you one more step.
They can't maintain that top speed for long. Their ability to sprint fast and maintain high speeds makes them exceptionally effective predators. Oh.
Did you see that? The top speed, they're very long. Their ability to sprint fast and maintain high speeds. Like, that's how they can chase down a moose. That's how they chase down deer. They get deer all the time. All
right, now I need some bear videos. Can we please
hit
videos?
You want to do this?
Videos
at bears
the top.
Running?
I need bears running and bears killing things. Or bear ambush.
Can a human outrun a bear? No, it cannot.
It says, do not try this.
You tell me which one you want me to click on.
That's the first one?
The top one right here?
I think if it's running.
So, either way, I was tell you guys, that was probably one of the scariest things. But, oh wait, so there's a grizzly bear. And I just saw a caribou.
Oh my God.
Look how big those things are.
Look at the bear. The bear is like rock.
The deer can barely see it, I feel like.
That's how they run. Like, you see that dumpty thing? That's what it was doing. It was like, doo doo doo. Look how fast it's going.
Wow.
Can't do it.
That's a real gallop, too. That's what
You ain't running that. Yep. I'm right there. I'm tired, and I'm going to fall.
It's over at that point, right?
Oh, hey, look at all those. He's deep out. Oh, he is in.
Oh, wow. He's going to get something.
He missed that little train.
He did. He missed the whole thing.
He's like, damn. All right, where'd he go? This way? All right.
He's still running, though. Like, why are you still running? They're gone, bro. But you see how fast it is, though?
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Bear got a big ass on her.
It was that. She thick.
Some big booty ass
she
bear.
She thick. She about that life.
Big booty bear.
So, yeah, man. Katrina sprayed people while he's running from a bear. Was it to protect herself?
Yeah. She was, you know.
Oh, so her version. You know her version?
She was seasoning up them white people so that the bear would have somebody to get first.
The best part is our song guy was the only white dude there. She definitely seasoned him up real good.
She seasoned his ass up. Pepper spray for her. Bear like, ooh, what is these? Some pepper steak, niggas?
Hilarious.
Go ahead.
Her excuse was, it's like, I ain't never seen one of these bear mace spray things work before, so I wanted to do a test spray into the bushes. I was like, so the test spray time that you decided to do that was when the bear was coming? Into the wind?
And what was said to that?
Oh, nothing. She's like, nah, I didn't panic. That's what she says.
She stuck with her story about not panicking?
Oh, yeah, bro. She stuck with it. Look, first of all, I got nothing but love for Katrina. She did an excellent job on that project. I bring her with me anywhere she wants to go because she's fire.
Psych.
But she don't get no more bear mace. Like, that's the rule now. She's not the one.
Oh, man. That's some wild shit, bro. I can't even hold you.
No, but it was good. Like, everything ended up being okay. You know how it goes. All's well that ends well. So that was absolutely insane. But we saw everything out there, man. We saw, like, I saw orcas for the first time. I saw, like I said, bears, caribou, wolves, porcupines.
Bears, caribou, wolves, porcupine.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see any wolverines. We saw a lot of bald eagles.
I was going to ask you that. I was on the phone with y'all yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking. And we do be talking.
Yeah. You were talking about that shit. You was like, CP, a bald eagle just flew right by me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You didn't even know I was in Alaska, did you?
Nah. You like, what's going on? Like, man, I'm in Alaska. Like, all right.
There's a bald eagle. Yeah. You hear it in the background.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Bald eagles were actually everywhere.
Are they really super fucking huge?
They're huge, yeah. Yeah. So, like, imagine the biggest crow that you've seen ever in your life. It's like the smallest bald eagle looks like that. They're normally like probably like 50% bigger than that, you know. So I'd say the biggest wingspan I saw is probably like 5.5-6 feet. It's a big ass bird. But the thing is, like, you know, like how bald eagles are actually like. Like, it's kind of disappointing.
I heard they're kind of goofy.
Not that they're goofy. Like, they're scavengers. Like,
I mean, it's a recession.
They're like vultures. They're more like vultures than...
They can hunt. They will go and hunt fish and stuff like that. But if they don't have to hunt, they're not gonna. Well, so like, you'll see bald eagles digging through trash cans. So for me, it's just funny. It's like, it's the American symbol, like this patriotic bird. And it's just like, you go to Alaska and it's like, there's a garbage can over there. It's just like, they're just in there looking majestic still, but just like trash, just like digging through the trash and just eating
things. Times are hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is not like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? You go to an eagle, like, what happened to you? Served this bitch-ass country for a long time, didn't get nothing back? That's what it is. Look on your dollar. I'm on a dollar. You think I got a dollar to my motherfucking name? Hell no. That's America for you.
Only humans get these money.
That's America for you, man. They ain't taking care of their goddamn egos. Ain't that a bitch?
It's crazy. And the other thing is, like, you know, when we were kids, do you remember being taught about, like, how endangered they were? And, like, how we have to protect them?
It's hella of them.
Bro. Like, well, the thing is now is, like, the reason they were endangered is because of a certain pesticide that was being used that made their eggs soft. And because their eggs got soft, most of the babies would die before they could be hatched.
Damn.
They stopped using the pesticide. So now they're everywhere. Like, there's eagles everywhere. Like, they're not endangered at all anymore. Like, they have, like, not only are they...
Yeah, because birds dropping, like, a dozen eggs. They dropping, like, 18 eggs or some shit probably, right?
I don't know. I don't think bald eagles drop 18 eggs, but their nests, you see them everywhere. They're huge.
The nests?
Their nests are, let me show you how big a bald eagle's nest is. Like, you can't miss it. It's like people are like, oh yeah, well, we want to see some bald eagles or something like that. People just point up and you're just like, you see that giant clump in those trees? That is a bald eagle's nest. Like, they're huge.
Really?
Look at this. Look at like that. Look at these nests.
No, look, that dude is sitting
in one. That's what I'm saying.
You can be inside that.
This man is sitting inside of a bald eagle's nest.
Bruh. I wonder how long it takes him to make that.
I don't know. But I do that, know.
That's,
but
you see, like that's like
bald eagles are raising young in nests the size of hot tubs.
Like, because you got to collect that stuff. So that means that they're probably breaking, like, branches off or sticks off and stuff like that to collect and then put it together.
Well, they renovate them too. So, like, they build it. Like, even so, it's right here. It's like the first year. Like, this is the first year of it. Here's the second year. Like, every year, they come back to the same nest and they make it bigger.
And birds are,
man.
It's like every week we learn something new about
hell,
birds.
Fuck it. Bro, it's like, these nests
but
are...
But you have to imagine, like, you see these nests, but like imagine that these things are like 50 feet in the air because they build them on the top of these trees.
Well, yeah, and you also have to imagine that these are some big ass birds.
They are. They're huge.
Like, that's how big Big Bird's nest is. Every now and then they would show Big Bird's nest, and I'd be like, man, you know, Big Bird's a fucking loser, low-key, for not leaving the nest. A... Or B, not having no bitches in his nest, and he done built his nest, and no hoe birds is coming through.
That is the size of a bald eagle. Its wingspan is taller than you and I, CP.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, look go to that one right there. Yeah. Yep. I'm gonna tell you right now, I will sock the shit out of eagle.
That's how you feel? Bro, that is a Pokemon if I've ever seen one.
Eagle?
Yes. Like, I'm just saying, can't you imagine? Be like, all right, quick attack. Eagle be like, got you, fam.
Like, yeah, look at the rudders on that bitch. Look at them fingertips.
Say the rudders?
Them fingertips just...
They have a fierce-looking face. The rudders.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. They're pretty intense. Another thing I learned while we were out there is that bald eagles don't sound at all like you think they do. Whatsoever.
The sound that
you just made.
They don't scream.
That's a red falcon, like a red-tailed falcon. That's not a bald eagle. They put that sound on bald eagles because they said that's the most badass sounding bird. That's not what a bald eagle sounds like. They don't sound dope at all. Like,
what they sound like?
Bald eagle. Can I play a sound? Can we do that?
Yeah, just how your volume up. Put the mic near it.
See, volume is up. There you go. Bald Eagle sounds. After, of course, we have to go through the commercials. But I was surprised because you can hear them. I was like, what's that sound? They're like, that's Bald Eagles. I'm like, what?
Unmute it.
Is that the sound you thought of when you think of a bald eagle?
I think that's pretty dope.
You think it's dope?
Yeah, because you ever heard a pigeon? Pigeons.
No, I mean, I've been around.
Pigeons sound like somebody shooting dice and they throw it.
But you know, they're little tiny pigeons. But the thing is, that's not the sound. You think of the cat. Like, I can't. You
look
did
at look at his fucking mouth.
Bald eagles.
I fuck with it. I fuck with it. It's kind of seagull-y a little bit. It's kind of
seagull-ish. Like a seagull.
Yeah, but that made the seagulls think everything cool. Like, y'all hear that? I heard some seagulls over here.
That's the sound you think, right?
You're right. That is a falcon. Go back.
That's a red-tailed falcon.
Yep. Damn, that motherfucker's sweet.
Right? That's the sound, but that's in TV. You know, movie magic. Yeah. They're just like... Yeah,
but I've heard that in real life, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because in California, out here by my crib, they got hella hawks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You hear that sound, but you ever seen a bald eagle?
We also got parrots.
Oh, the green ones?
No, I got... Yeah, there's a lot of parrots.
So, like, the pet shop that burned down in 1972.
Yeah, you heard about that, yeah.
And the owner was able to release all of the birds, and they stuck around, made it, and this particular... bloodline of parrots survived. And it's like this green.
They have green with like a red.
Yeah. Yep.
They're beautiful. They always stick together. It's like a big ass group of them. And it's just like.
So did we talk about all the different birds that could talk?
We talked about that last week.
Ravens can talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
They can mimic ravens.
They can
crows.
Talk great.
And that
really?
Dang, I forgot the name of the other one. It started with like an S or something that I showed you. And they made that R2D2 noise.
Not a sparrow, but a
something like that though.
Shit. Yo, pull it up so that caffeine.
I'm gonna try to find it again.
And I'm in these comments too, man. If y'all in these comments, bro, y'all wanna kick it. Okay, dang, cool. Somebody said look up an African gray parrot. We'll look that up next. But right now, look up a ravens talking.
Raven talking. This one? Oh yeah, you're not looking at that. That's me. Hold on a second. Like this.
Yeah, that's
literally the video.
This is the video that we watched.
All right, here we go.
Ravens are excellent at mimicking sounds they hear. Mischief, can you say hello?
Hello.
Good bird.
What?
He does all sorts of voices. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Good job. And sometimes he hears people who have a cold. Good job,
Mr. He's a little coughing.
But sometimes they have mine of their own.
You say hello. No. Hello. He's all excited. About hi.
Hi.
Good
boy. Hi. Damn, I want a raven. And I want to send him.
This was the other one. It's called a
swallow.
A starling.
A starling, yeah.
I'm going to give him a kiss. I'm going to give him a kiss.
What? Get out of here, bro.
Bruh, this makes me feel like birds might be little recording devices that they're not. What if birds aren't real?
I've heard that conspiracy.
Like, the pigeon thing is the one that they people talk about. It's like pigeons are spies. That's what people were saying.
Like, what if birds are just not real? Like, you could have a fake bird and send that bitch. Look up African gray parrots, though. My man said it in here, or somebody said
African
it in here. I don't know.
Gray parrot talking.
Yeah, I guess it was African gray parrot doing what the fuck African gray parrots do. All
right.
Being African and gray and parroting.
Oh, I think I've seen one of these before.
I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, I've seen one of these. But I thought that was like a cockatoo or something.
What's your name?
Wow.
Petra, where's your laser?
Nah,
it's
not as good.
It's not as good.
Yeah, this
like parrots. Parrots are cool, but parrots kind of sound like Scooby Doo a little bit with how you know Scooby Doo talk like a dog.
Yes.
But it's you know, that's how parrots do. Yeah.
The other ones mimic the whole sound.
Yeah. Like, and that's what makes me think they're mimicking like the sound waves of shit. Like, you know, like they can almost like see how the sound is being like manipulated almost.
Right.
Because for them to be able to do that is just crazy. They got little bitty ears. Their ears is little.
Yeah,
as
little, and they're under their feathers.
Yeah,
too.
They, they're hearing that shit. Giving it back to you. No, I think they repeating. I think other animals can see different things. So, anyway, all right. So
I got a transition for this.
Okay, what's up? All
right. So one of the things, I don't know if you knew this about me or not. Almost anybody who gets to know me really well knows I'm obsessed with whales and dolphins and stuff.
Okay, I'm about to say, bro, don't say nothing crazy because I'm a little high. I don't know if I can take it.
Well, it's about to get crazy. So
that's when a nigga pull his whole front row of teeth out.
Like, he's like, yeah, bro, if you didn't know.
Right. No, but go ahead.
No, so like we're talking about parrots talking and mimicking, is like most people don't realize like how complex like dolphins and whales are.
I agree. I was watching a video early. Saw that video where that dude was in the Bahamas was slapping five with them dolphins.
What? No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's one of my favorite videos.
So what do I even type in?
A guy in the Bahamas giving slapping five with dolphins or giving dolphins dap.
High fives
dolphin. Yeah, yep. High fives dolphin.
Here we go.
No, scroll down. I'll tell you which one. They was like, yes, sir. They slapped their hand and shit. That shit was
I seen the one. It was like off the side of, was he in a boat? And then he was
no, like, it was like on the side of like a dock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He came up and he
pow! But the way they slapped his hand, it was like, oh, this dolphin used to be a nigga.
I know exactly what video you're talking about. I don't know where to find it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's on my Instagram, so I'm going to look for it while you're looking for it. But go ahead, though. So finish your statement about
For me, I've always been like obsessed with whales and dolphins. I actually remember like when I was in, I think, first grade, we were learning about animals, right? Mm-hmm. And the teacher was like, does anybody have any questions? Like she was talking about a giraffe or some stuff or dinosaurs. And I was like, you found it?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Finish so you can just text it to me if you want. Yeah.
Oh,
yo, there was.
You see the second one?
How yeah,
he was like, so happy to do it.
Like they love this nigga, dude.
Yeah. So I mean, it works well for him. I'm about to tell you about the camera. Hold on. He's like, the camera has to see.
He's got to see this.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Right there.
CP yes, is so happy.
Yes, sir. One more time.
I love these little dolphin niggas. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So when I was in first grade, the teacher asked us if we had any questions after she taught us about dinosaurs or something. And I said, hey, teacher, what is the biggest animal to ever exist? Period. She was like, well, do you know the answer?
Yeah. It's like a blue whale or like 100%. A derivative of?
No, okay. Blue whale. Yeah. So she's like a blue whale. And I was like, what is that? And then ever since then, going down the hole of what whales are, like the rabbit hole of what whales are and all this kind of stuff, I have not lost a moment of interest because it goes crazy. When you realize, like, these massive, the biggest thing that's ever lived is a mammal, just like us, swims in the ocean, and pretty much runs shit.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
No judgment?
Oh, here we go.
I'm not saying I want to do this, but if women had blowholes, would you put your dick in a bitch's blowhole? And would that become a thing? I feel like it would be, if we had blowholes on the back of our necks...
Amir, I want Amir to answer that one.
There would be a section on Pornhub where he'd be like, yeah, fucking the bitch's blowhole.
First of all,
I feel like it would be normal then.
It would be normal. It would be one of the things.
Nah, because that's an airway. It's not a mouth.
Mouth is an airway, technically. What about a butt?
They have a mouth and they have that.
I get it, but what about a butt?
Butt is different.
But a butt is for what? What is a butt for? It's for poop.
Right, but...
I mean, we put dicks in that. Men will put their dicks in anything that feels good.
Oh, that's crazy, dog.
Am I wrong? Like, I'm just saying, if it's going to fit in there and it's going to feel good and it's on a woman...
The fact that I'm looking at these blowholes, let me know that what you're saying...
Wait, you say, hold on. Like, we're going to take this back a second. There's judgment now. You're saying that I started talking about whales and dolphins. You see a picture of a dolphin, and the first thing you think about is putting your dick in its blowhole?
No, it's not.
That's what it seems like just happened.
It's not. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is this. They are mammals. We are mammals, right?
I don't like where this is going.
They have this blowhole on the top of their head. We don't have that. They have noses. They have mouths.
No. The blowhole is their nose.
No, because they got the long...
There's no nose on that. That's just their mouth.
Why would God not put the shit in...
Well, it's because it actually moved. Their noses, so they used to actually be like four-legged creatures on the earth.
No.
Yeah, they did. Whales used to be four-legged creatures, like hooved creatures. They used to be like horses, like kind of thing. Like, not horses, but they were like predators. They had long, sharp teeth.
What?
And then they started swimming and getting in the water, and over like, it was like 250 million years since they got into the ocean. And after that time, like the climate started to change, the ocean started getting colder, there started to be more fish in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then that single ancestor diverged into different kinds of cetaceans is what they're called. And there's three different types of cetaceans. There's porpoises, there's dolphins, and there's whales. And they all came from that one common ancestor that went into the ocean and started swimming because they're like, well, there's a bunch of food here. And just kept adapting. And originally its nose was on the front of it, just like a deer. Imagine like a deer with a long snout, his nose is there. But you have to imagine like, evolutionary, if we're spending more and more time in the water, it's an advantage for my nose to be on up higher or pointed up. And over time, it moves from the front of their face all the way up to the top of their head, so they take as little effort as possible to breathe.
We aren't fucking people in the nose, though.
We're not. Because exactly. the nose isn't big enough. What dick is going to fit in the nose? What?
Like
a micropenis?
Well, no. Oh, Jesus, no. But what I'm saying is like, I know this girl with a big ass nose.
Would your dick fit in that nose?
No, but what I'm saying is like,
that's the point though.
Right, but what I'm saying is like, the noses can get bigger. What if we evolved and the noses got, if the noses was bigger, you telling me that niggas would be snot fucking 100%. Bitches. No.
Bro, I'm just saying, okay, how about this? Here's a question. Yeah. Thank you. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's a question for you.
The thing is, cause it's like, it's one of those things where if you had a thought about it, somebody else probably had a thought, and then if it's possible, it will happen. Bro. I was like, imagine the first time back in the day that somebody was like, I just fucked this bitch in the throat. Can you imagine the first time somebody did that? Like, it wasn't a normal thing.
And niggas was like, get the fuck out of here.
Bro, it was crazy.
I gotta tell you. Like, you know, whatever.
It went all the way in. So, bro, think about it like this. Take it a step further and say, what hole on a woman has a man not violated?
That's crazy. So you think somewhere.
I mean, it's not even on a woman. What hole on a person has a man not violated? Like, every hole that a dick can fit in is going to have a dick.
Somebody
in
said
it.
Waste comes out of a nose, though. Wouldn't that affect your me fan? But they doing
still
it.
Waste comes out your butt.
They're still doing anal. So yeah. It doesn't. I don't. That
waste
doesn't
out
matter.
Your mouth. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the same mucus in your nose could be in your mouth, too.
Yep.
Wow. So you think somewhere somebody got fucked in the ear?
If their ear canal was big enough, yes. Someone has tried to put a dick in every single orifice on every single person's body because why not, CP?
That's crazy.
That's the reason. It's like we are going to, like, as humans, we are going to every orifice possible is what goes down. Just think about, like, how far we take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, in every way. Like, there's bestiality. You know what I'm saying? Like, we took it. I'm just saying, like, if you want to talk about.
You're right.
I'm not saying I don't approve of any of these things.
That brings me back to my whole point, though. Somebody has stuck a dick in a dolphin's blowhole. I guarantee it.
I feel like it would be
died.
A bad choice.
Yeah.
Because that blowhole, you have to imagine how strong the muscles are in the blowhole. They have to be at a close tight enough not to allow water in there.
In that deep, deep pressure.
Yes. All I'm saying is the dick is gone. If you put it in there and the dolphin doesn't want it in there.
You went too far. That's what you get in the water and you be like, like, honestly,
the reason I say that is because they let a woman. There was a point to this. They let a woman have a sexual relationship with.
I knew
you
were going
to
bring this up. I knew you were going to bring this up.
And she made a waterway into her house so that her and the dolphin could live together in a house that was also water.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
And people were like, "Oh man," because it's a woman. They assume that this dolphin is probably fucking this woman, which I'm sure he probably was.
Yeah.
Right. But if it was a man, people would be like...
They have vaginas. You do know that, right?
Right, but...
I'm just saying. Like, dolphins do have an equivalent to an vagina.
But if you got you a dolphin girlfriend and you talk her into some crazy shit...
I can't
believe
we're on this conversation right now. You're truly talking about bestiality right now.
I'm not. I'm just simply saying.
Is this bestiality?
Was it bestiality when that lady had that goddamn dolphin? Oh, yeah, it was. Okay,
yes, it was.
Well, then if it was. Okay,
yeah, that's what it was.
It definitely was wrong because, yeah, it started off like, was she helping it? Like, it was like, it was sad. Then the lady died, right? And the dolphin, like, didn't, or the
dolphin,
lady,
something happened. Where
I think the lady died
left.
Or something.
No, she left and the dolphin went and looked for her and something.
The dolphin killed himself, right?
Yeah, dolphin killed himself. Yep. He drowned himself.
Yeah, dolphins can do that. Like, the thing is, so that's an interesting thing about whales and dolphins is that, like, you know how we are unconscious breathers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think about breathing. It just
happens.
They
got to think about it.
They have to choose to breathe. They can just die. They can just be like, I'm not going to breathe again. and then they will die. Like, they have to choose to go up to the surface and breathe every single time they breathe the rest of their entire lives.
I was like, they're not.
There also is no exhale in their death. So it's not like when they die, their body shuts up when it dies. So you know how, like, something dies,
our body bubbles
come out, and then, you know what I'm saying, you know, their body's like filled up with gas. Like, everything, like their lungs, everything, like it like builds up.
How do you know this?
Because I've seen them explode on different videos that I've watched.
Oh, you're talking about the whales, like, on the beaches when and stuff?
No, not even on the beaches. I saw one explode floating on top of the thing.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too, actually.
Yeah, and guys are like, oh, man, look at this whale. Boo!
Yeah, and it's like whale huge chunks. Yeah, chunks going everywhere.
They're crazy.
That's super dangerous, actually.
Like, hell yeah, that should have killed the shit out of you.
Yeah, if you see, like, a sperm whale or something like that that's, like, beached and it's, like, looking bloated, run. Yeah. Like, you got to either poke it and release the pressure, and it's going to be the stinkiest thing you've ever experienced, or get out the way. Because, like, they go all, like, they fly, if, like, they said their pieces will go for miles when they blow up like that. So,
did somebody,
like,
do something? Somebody did that at a beach or something.
Yeah, they tried to
blow it up.
They tried to blow it up, and it just, like, was the worst idea ever. Like, it ruined, like, a whole community. Like, there's whale guts everywhere.
Our prime was ruined.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
People outside take a picture, and it's just raining guts.
Man, it's a whale dick just slaps on the face.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
Just falling from the sky. But back to what I was saying, CP. Man, this place does go left, doesn't it? Good Lord.
It can go left quick, man.
Man, I was like, yo, my favorite animal growing up. You're like, yo, these blowholes, though.
No, I'm just saying, dog. I remember looking at blue whales and them comparing them to multiple school buses.
Yes.
That's 110 insane.
Feet, 400,000 tons.
110 feet?
Long. Yeah, that's how long they are.
So how many can be in the ocean? Like eight?
No, there's like...
You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't underestimate how ridiculously large the ocean is.
I know, which is crazy.
But no, there's tens of thousands of them. At one point, I think there was like 100 to 300,000 blue whales before we started whaling them. Or killing them, I should say.
Why would we kill them? Because it wasn't enough water.
It's like, no, they was in the way. No, the reason that we were whaling, we killed everything in the ocean. So we were eating them. We were using... The biggest thing is that we harvested whales' blubber, their fat. It keeps them warm for oil, for like lamps, and you know, we wanted the oil for that, but we would use every part of them. So like,
we also, I know there was a lot of the McDonald's fish fillets from like 92 to like 99 were all like whale meat.
What?
Yep. And I just made that up.
I was like
a conspiracy here.
I was like, what do we do? Like, I need some receipts.
You need,
like,
a class action lawsuit. Yeah, I lived off fish fillets for like 8 years of my life.
I was about to just faint. Like, that's what's about to happen. I know I've eaten one in my life.
Do you think for one second that that's coming from the same kind of fish? You think they're going to stop having fish fillets because they stop having fish? No, fam. The show must go on.
So, I mean, you think they would, like, default to whales? I feel like they would do something else. They'd be like, all right, not fish.
Kois? What are we doing?
Koi fish, you mean?
So what are we doing?
I mean, the thing, what is the name? What's that fish that you can put indoors and, like, they can just, like...
Tilapia?
Tilapia. All day. It probably already is tilapia.
Probably already is tilapia. Yeah, that's tilapia is so, like, goddamn delicious. It could also be catfish. If they did catfish fillet... just tell us that, and niggas would be lined up around the corner.
That's real.
Love that shit from McDonald's. the new catfish fillet.
Brought to you by catfish.
I was thinking if they did whales, it'd be because of how big they are and how much they can use.
How much meat they can get. I feel like for a community, I was watching something, and they was like getting fish like that. I feel like it might have been like Moana or something like that.
How the hell do you kill a whale anyway?
You use harpoons.
A bullet?
Harpoons. So they're like big, a harpoon is like imagine a spear that's made out of all metal.
Yeah.
And what you do is you load it into the big cannon thing and you shoot it and it has a rope on the end of it. So like you shoot the harpoon into the whale and what you do is like you tire the whale out by shooting it with a bunch of them. They bleed out or they just drown. So that's typically, and they also use exploding harpoons. So like they would shoot it and then it would like get inside of the whale and then like poof, would blow up.
That is terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst.
That's how they did Daenerys is the dragons.
Yeah. That is how they did it.
They were shooting like them big ass strong toothpicks at her shit and they was getting fucked up. Dallas, Texas. I am coming this weekend, literally tomorrow morning. I gotta go home and pack. I got 9 shows, me and Corey. And shout out to Lav Love. Lav Love is hosting. So should be a whirl and a pearl, man. I don't get down to Texas a lot, so I'm happy to be down there and, you know, reach out to some of the fans I got down there. Should be fun.
So I think So I want to get back to, I want to get back to this. So like, one of the things I wanted to bring up to you is I wanted to talk to you about how you think, how would you, if somebody was like, CP, how do you define intelligence? What would you say?
Intelligence has a lot to do with the ability to retain and put to immediate use information, which is why they have street knowledge and book knowledge and all different sorts of intelligence, because depending on where you're at, your ability to adapt is what your intelligence should, that's kind of the rubric that your intelligence should be kind of designed by, right? Like, for example, it would be very intelligent if I dropped you in Japan and you somehow made a way and got a job and made a life and all that. I'd be dope because you knew nothing about over there, right? Mm-hmm. Your ability to adapt speaks to your intelligence.
Okay, and so let's broaden that definition a little bit to, like, any kind of being, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say extraterrestrials, animals, whatever. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like the same definition applies?
Yes, I do. Here's the thing. Intelligent life is the life, is as we're speaking from extraterrestrials, right? Things that are not of this planet. One thing that we have realized through some of these telescope findings now is how vast the universe is, right?
Right.
What kind of technology you have to be able to go from one end of the universe to another end of the universe in your lifespan. See, that's the thing. A lot of that travel takes 1,000 years.
Right, 1,000 light years.
1,000 light years.
Yeah, which is traveling. A light year is how long it takes a ray of light to travel in 1 year.
But so we would have to be traveling in a certain amount of light years. But what I'm saying is, like, even in traveling at that speed, it would take you a certain amount of years, even at that speed, right? Yep. The speed mm-hmm. that they know.
Yep.
So that means that either there are wormholes, right, that they know that we don't know, that's intelligence, or they are advanced enough to be able to get to us from another part of the universe, right? Which I quantify that as intelligence because we can't do it yet.
Well, I mean, okay, so you are the most CPCPing of CPing in CP. I'll say that mm-hmm. because that just went so far left. Again,
that was far left. Really.
No, because I wanted
the ability to get here from a far place.
Yeah.
In the universe,
so what I was getting to is
we can't do it.
No, I get it. And right. So the thing is, like, but it's actually interesting to say things that we can't do.
Right.
Did you know that we still have not been able to break down the dialects or languages of dolphins yet? We don't know. We know they have different dialects. We know they have names. It's the only animal that we know on the planet that we've been able to prove have names. They call them whistle calls. And so with the whistle call, like, you can call a dolphin. Like, if you learn what their whistle call is and you can repeat it under the water, which scientists have done, that dolphin will come up to you because that is their name. When they haven't seen each other for a while, and dolphins, like, they will call to each other, they will see each other, they will call each other by the name. They all have their own that is given to them by their mother. Their mother names them when they are born, gives them their whistle call, and they have that for life. And that's what they are known as. And I'm just like, what other animal has that? Like,
that's deep.
And it takes it a step further. So this is where I wanted to get with this. I think this is what I thought you would really enjoy. Is in 1961, there was a professor and a doctor. His name was John C. Lilly. And this is when we really started to dive into trying to understand, like, intelligent life in general, or the intelligence of other things. And this guy was like, he was kind of experimenting with a bunch of different animals. He was trying, like, monkeys and dogs and cats and stuff, and trying to do things to be able to, like, fire the neurons in their brains to be able to figure out mm-hmm. like
what their response was to stuff.
And he encountered a dolphin, and he brought the dolphin in, and he was just like, oh shit, this is on a completely different level than any other animal that I've brought into this lab, to the point where it is now my life mission to figure out how to talk to these. And everybody's like, well, why is that? He's like, well, right now the government is putting people on the moon, or trying to, and we're doing these deep space explorations trying to find other life on other planets. If we have intelligent creatures on this planet right now that have languages and communications, and we don't know how to talk to them, then how's it going to go when we try to talk to another thing that is intelligent somewhere else?
Well, furthermore, that increases our territory if we're able to talk to the intelligent life in the ocean.
Easily.
See, what happens then is if we could talk to them, then they see things in the dark and in the vast dark and out in the ocean. They've seen UFOs that we've never even seen.
You want to take it even a step further that scares the shit out of me that I never thought about? Is, you know, like the theory of like, what's it called? World building, empire, like community building in the sense of like, or collective intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, if we learn, if we find the Rosetta Stone, you know, the Rosetta Stone that breaks down, like, here's the how you translate these languages to one to another. If we find the Rosetta Stone of sorts with dolphins and we're able to communicate with them and talk with them effortlessly at some point, you do, like, our collective knowledge as a civilization now.
Oh, it increases.
No, theirs does.
Oh, for sure. They get technology.
They get it. So that's what I'm saying. But you think about the effects of that. Is that now these dolphins are all going to become aware, if they have the ability, which we have proven, they have the cognitive ability to be able to, they are notoriously talented at mimicking, they can learn. We've already taught them artificial languages because we're like, hey, when I do this, do these things. They can, dolphins are so smart. They can decide if you give them, if you play them two sounds or like, play a sound and say, hey, tell me what other sounds sound similar to this. They can tell you either that's the same sound, that's not the same sound, or the most impressive thing, they sometimes will say, I don't know.
Because
they're
so
not
close.
Sure. They're not sure.
Right.
Now, I want you to think about that. When you give an animal a choice, yes or no, a lot of other animals, like a monkey or those other kind of things, they always are just going to hit yes or no, yes or no. Regardless, even if they're not sure, they're still going to hit a yes or no because they're trying to get the treat.
And if they're not sure, they're probably going to hit no.
They'll never hit the not sure button. Right. That's the point. Dolphins know what they don't know.
And that's fucking crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They know what they don't know. And they, so in that space of saying, how intelligent are they? They don't have opposable thumbs and we can't talk to them. So we're like, well, technology, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, they don't have opposable thumbs. They don't have the ability to like grab things like we did. If they did, what would it be like? Even The Simpsons did an episode on that when like we started talking to the dolphins and the dolphins said, fuck this. They started standing up and took over the land. You know what I'm saying? It became a thing. They took over Springfield. I don't know if you ever seen that episode.
I thought that was Family Guy.
No, that was definitely
The Simpsons. That was definitely The Simpsons. Wow.
So I was thinking, like, going
right,
into
Family Guy had those black dolphins. That was
I didn't see that one. Wait, yeah, tell me about this. Black dolphins?
Voiced by Alex Thomas. Does,
really?
Does one of the black dolphins on Family black Guy. Dolphin. And they just out there like, yeah, brother. Yeah, they just some black dude dolphins.
That's hilarious.
But man, you're right though. And I do feel like if I were an alien, I would come down and I would talk to the whales and the dolphins.
That happened in Star Trek. There's a whole episode where what the what they wrote was that there's like, it wasn't Star Trek, it was some movie or it was associated with Star Trek. But I remember Tony Valentino, my business partner who started Transit Pictures with me, he told me this. When he was like, Brendan, you really love whales and stuff. He's like, did you ever see that episode of Star Trek? I was like, the what? And the episode was really about like this really advanced alien civilization came down and they shut down like all the technology of the spaceships around them and everything. Like, they had the ability to turn off everything. And so they came down. And so all the humans are freaking out. Like, oh shit, we got to talk with them. Like, we got to like, you know, figure out how to negotiate. And it came down and it like floated over the ocean. And so the humans, the whole episode is about the humans like getting our shit together. Like, okay, we got to get out to where they are, blah, blah, blah. And by the time we were able to get our shit together, get out to them, they flew off. And they're like, what the fuck? What's going on? And they looked down and there was a bunch of whales and dolphins that they were talking to the whole time. They didn't come here. They came here to talk to the most intelligent life on the planet. They talked to the whales and the dolphins.
And I'm going to tell you, not only that, they came and talked to... See, everybody gets a visit. We're intelligent life, and that's cool. And we got our visit, and the dolphins weren't privy to that, right? When they came and talked to humans or whatever. But understand that the dolphins, their territory is the biggest territory on the planet.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, their territory is what defines our planet.
It is. It's a blue planet.
Right. Land is nothing more than stuff sticking out of really what the planet is about.
It's just the dry parts.
We're able to live on a couple of rocks.
Yeah.
And drive around on a couple of rocks but theoretically, this whole planet is about water. We are the water people. We are 70% water.
You know the planet is also 70% water? Of course. Isn't that crazy that we're like a mimic of that?
Well, I mean, we're in balance with that. That's why I always tell people that we're on these other planets, we need to check what their balance is because maybe what we're looking for as life, we're not even able to look for it the correct abstract way.
Yeah, because we're looking for carbon-based life forms. We might have, there's like a uranium-based life form or other elements that we've never even heard of, you know? Because right now, we think we know all the elements in the known universe, but as we go further into these God particle things, it's like, wait, there's all the another sub-element or kind of things where it's just like, wait, we don't even understand what we don't understand.
Exactly.
Have you heard of the double slit theory in quantum physics?
Hell no.
My God, Negro. Have you heard of this? I think I talked to you about this.
No.
Okay, so this is like, if you're ever going to be interested in quantum physics, this is what will do it. There is a video that describes it much better than I can. That is called Dr. What is it? I'll find it right now. Dr. Quantum, I think, but it's like double slit theory. Bam. It is Dr. Where is it? Dr. There it is. Dr. Quantum. I was right. So, CP, you see that video right there? We can't watch it because it's 5 minutes long. But I want you to understand is what he's explaining is, I'm going to play a little bit of it and show you, but we're going to turn the sound off because I'm going to explain what he's going to be explaining here. So what he shows you is like, all right, so if you have a slit like this, so if you have like a sheet in the middle of a room and there's a single slit through it and you take a bunch of marbles and you fire it at that slit, what's going to happen if you have a, like, let's say they're paintballs, right? If you, on the other side of the wall behind it, you're going to get a pattern that is very similar to that slit and behind it. You see how that pattern is very similar behind it right there? So if you do that, that's what's going to happen, right? If you have two, and if you have two slits, what's going to happen, right? Same thing. Two patterns that look just like that.
Right.
Easy. We're out here. Now let's talk about waves. If you have a wave, let's say, like, for example, in water, when you drop like a rock in water, that creates a wave in the water, and you still have a slit inside of that, you'll notice that the slit creates another wave on the other side, which creates a pattern on the other side where the opening has the strongest pattern on it and everything else is going to be lighter on the outside because the strongest part of the wave goes through. Now, an interesting thing happens when you have two slits and a wave hits that. It's called an interference pattern because the waves are interfering with themselves after they hit each other, after they get through in the two slits that are there. And then you have on the wall behind it an interference pattern that shows that they were doing that. And so that reflects it. Cool? Does that make sense? For you, like, right, this makes sense in physics. So you have to understand those things to understand what comes next. So now we're going to go. So he's just reviewing it right now. So he's just saying, all right, yep, that's that. That's this. Now let's go quantum. Now he takes electrons, which are quantum particles, right? And they fire them through. These scientists fire them through a whole bunch at one time. And they're like, all right, cool. That's what's up. We put single slit, fired it through. They acted just like the marbles, right? Expected. And then they did a double slit. Watch what happens. You fire it. What does that look like? That is the same pattern.
It's the same pattern
as the waves.
So that means that what we're looking at is invisible waves, or like,
are they? But the thing is it a particle or is it a wave? Because when you fire it like a marble with one slit, it gives the marble on the other side. If you put two slits, then it acts like a wave. And the scientists were like, all right, we're smarter than this. We know what we have a theory of what may have happened. When we're firing them, we're firing too many of these electrons at the same time. And so the electrons are firing through on these two things. They're interacting with each other. They're hitting each other. They're not turning into waves. They're hitting each other. So instead of doing that, they were like, we're going to fire one at a time. And guess what happened? The same goddamn thing. They're like, all right, well, what are we going to do? We are going to... Actually, what he does here is he says, the only thing that they could come to the conclusion was is that when they're firing these electrons through these double slits, is what happens is they get there as a particle, they get through, they split up after they get through and become a wave on the other side and then interact with themselves.
That is, I don't agree with that.
But that's what happened. That's the only other thing they could come up with, because like, what else could happen? Because it's like, if it's particles, it's going to do the particle board. But if it's doing that and it's making a wave pattern on the other side, then you're like, well, there has to be a wave, which means that as it reaches here, it splits. Before it hits the particle, before it hits the wall, becomes a wave, two different, like a wave before it hits, and then it interacts with itself because it does that before it hits, because it's only one particle at a time that does it.
So what does this mean, though?
What does it mean? They're like, we don't know. This is where it goes crazy, right? Because right now, this part's not even crazy yet.
Okay.
They're like, all right, cool. So let's figure this out. So they fired one at a time. Like I said, they got that same thing. So they're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. we're going to put a little device down here so we can actually watch. Because we have these theories about what's going on. So they put a little observation device down there. Uh-huh. Right? So like, all right, let's see. They put it down there and they fired him the exact same way they fired him before. And this observation device noticed that, guess what happened? They fired it through and it became, well, that's what they thought it was going to be. It ended up being this. Where is it? It's not showing. It went through, it saw that it was being watched, and then acted just like the marbles again and made the marble pattern in the back with two strips. Simply the fact that these electrons were being observed changed their behavior, which means that they are aware that they were being watched. And they're like, you're not going to see our secret of how we interact with ourselves and act like a wave.
Now, can I be devil's advocate?
Play it.
Could the observation device and the shape of that obstruct the waves coming through it?
You have to give the credit to the scientists, because this experiment has been repeated multiple times and proven. It's proven that it doesn't make sense. It's like, we don't know. Like, there's no answer to this question yet, why this happens. But there's been a lot of people who have tried to repeat this and say, like, and have been able to successfully repeat it. And no matter how they observe it, no matter how they actually look at this experiment, the particles act like particles when they're being observed, and they act like waves when they're not being observed. And it's just like,
right, waves when they're not, okay.
Yeah. And so when you think about that, it kind of makes sense to me, though. Because when you think about energy, you think about our universe, you think about consciousness, we're kind of like noticing that you can find consciousness in almost anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a level of energy or consciousness in everything. So even down to the electrons, apparently there's consciousness in them. At least that's my theory. Like, there's some ghost level of consciousness, because how else will you know that you're being observed?
See, here's my problem. Shit like this scares me because I'm only scared of, like, strange shit. Like, imagine, like, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and your dog is sitting in the yoga stance and it's going, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. And it just keeps saying that. You're like, what the fuck? And all the lights are off.
Yeah.
And it feels, that would scare the shit out of you.
It scared the shit out of me.
Right. Unexplainable phenomenons I am learning I have a slight phobia to.
You should. That's not a phobia. That is the natural human condition, bro.
Okay.
It is, because the thing is, what this is that Yoda shit. Like, ignorance leads to fear leads to anger leads to hatred. If you don't understand, it leads you to fear it. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of who we are. And it should be. It's like our defense mechanism. If I don't understand what that is over there, until proven otherwise, it's a threat. And a threat is scary.
Right.
And so I agree with you. It scares me too. It also intrigues me though. Like, that raises a human curiosity, because now we want to figure it out. So it's like, hopefully these particles don't kill us. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are they conscious? What is this? So for me, like, I saw that and it blew my mind, bro, on the physics side of things. I was like, what is quantum physics? And I know I just went, that was my going left. That's me going left. Is like this video of Dr. Quantum double slit experiment. If you guys haven't seen it, if anybody hasn't seen it, I promise you, it will blow your mind.
That's dope. I'm going to definitely look more into that, because I feel like quantum physics, I don't know if people understand what quantum physics are as opposed to just regular physics. I think that for people who don't understand.
I can explain that actually super easily.
Okay, go ahead.
So the difference between quantum physics and regular physics is just the size. Regular physics are the things that we can observe and see in our actual world, where quantum physics are at the quantum level. So you're looking at quantum particles. You're looking at electrons, protons, neutrons, you know, like atoms and shit. So it's just at a really, that's technically called the quantum level. Gotcha. So it's the physics at that level versus the physics at our level. That's the difference. Now, after that, I have no idea, because it's so hard to study and observe that, you know, it's just like the level of things that happen. It's just like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But did you understand all that, Amir?
A little bit, yeah.
That shit is crazy. Like, I don't know. I've seen that.
I don't understand enough to be like, oh, try to make sense of it, obviously, but. Yeah, now understanding that quantum is on the quantum level, and yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, man. So, all right, guys, this is a perfect time for me to let you guys know that after this one, we have one more episode of the CP Podcast, as you all know it, on the All Deaf Caffeine Network. We've had a great time at Caffeine. Our tenor here on the podcast is coming to an end. But what's really dope about it is that, yes, for someone who asked, I am going to be taking the podcast directly to Patreon. I'm going to be, of course, I got to raise the Patreon price a little bit, but I'm taking the podcast directly to Patreon for now. And then I'm going to do the after show. So after the podcast comes on, I'm going to do an after show of questions and answers and just furthering the topic for that week on caffeine, as well as bringing you guys a whole new live comedy show on my caffeine channel. So I would like you guys to follow me on caffeine at Comedian CP, because I'm about to start doing a Two Funny Tuesdays on caffeine. So I do my Two Funny Tuesday show out in California. We just had like Tip came through. We've had Spank Horton. I mean, just like crazy comedian. I don't want to name everybody, but so now I'm going to be streaming that live every other Tuesday on caffeine as well. So a couple of things to look forward to. The CP podcast is going to be leaving caffeine, but I am bringing the CP podcast after show to caffeine, as well as live comedy. So yeah, this is very exciting. This is going to be huge.
I'm excited. CP's pod. You're going to have the CP channel.
Like, yeah, the CP channel. So yeah, the shout out to CP caffeine. Channel on caffeine. Shout out to caffeine for trusting me with this. It's an honor, man, to kind of go into this relationship with them almost like a partner. Just cultivating my own channel, my own content. I'll be still be doing things with All Deaf for sure. But I mean, I think this is a perfect time for me to be able to pivot and begin my journey as a young producer in the game. And so very exciting. I'm gonna have my brothers with me and my sister Maya. She's not here, but so you know, I'm not going alone, but it's gonna be a very exciting journey. I appreciate you guys over these last 2-3 months that we've been doing this on caffeine. It's been dope to kind of get the name and the, you know, get the word out there. And now we're taking it to the next level. So follow me on caffeine at Comedian CP or the Comedian CP. And then follow me on Patreon as well so that we can continue this whole thing. And if you follow on YouTube, that's dope too. Yeah, man.
And we still got one more episode next week. Maya will be back.
One more episode next week. Maya will be back and all married. And
she will be all married.
All married. Mm-hmm. I was married now.
Yo, can I tell you one funny thing about up? Maya and her wedding?
What's up?
Is, you know, Maya loves to cook, right? I don't know if you knew that. When I tell you her wedding invitation, bro, her wedding invitation does not say anything about the ceremony. It does not say anything about the details you actually need. Literally, all it tells you is the two times you eat.
For real?
You want to see it? Like, let me show you. Like, this is her wedding invitation. It literally just specifies, yo, this is when the food is. Like, that's all it says. I'm just like, and it's not like a joke or anything. Like,
yeah.
Look. That's the wedding invitation. It's like, yo, RSVP by this time. Food is here. Our hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Dinner here.
That's lit, though.
Right? Like, that's all you lit. Really care about, that's to all, be
I
honest.
Mean, honestly, yeah, I want to see y'all get married, but when do we eat? And there are horse d'oeuvres.
There's like hors d'oeuvres from 3 to 4, food truck from 4 to 8.
Hors d'oeuvres. Anyway, always the questions, never the answers. Quantum physics. Who knew?
Who knew?
On quantum physics.
I didn't know we were going to talk about that.
My name is CP, the CP podcast. Give it up for my special co-host, Brennan. And
thank you for having me.
Is here, dressing all black like the Omen. You know what I'm saying?
Love you, man.
We outros. Peace.